holiday shopping, discounts, and what it all says about inflation. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. This is Cyber Monday, and retailers are hoping to entice you with online deals. Those deals did indeed bring shoppers back to stores on Black Friday. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live with more. Morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
So how did retailers do on Black Friday? Are we back to the old days? People lining up before dawn to crash through doors?
Not exactly, Sabri. Some stores didn't even offer doorbuster sales this year. Adobe Analytics says consumers spent a record online during Black Friday, but people are still going back to the stores. Shopify says total worldwide sales on Friday broke records, with consumers shelling out more than $3 billion. The big sellers this year are, of course, toys and electronics. But apparently many of us are still working out at home. Adobe says sales of exercise equipment were up 218%.
Oh, my gosh. But consumers are coping still with inflation this year. They're paying more for necessities like gas and food. So how's that affecting what they spend on holiday shopping?
They want bargains, Sabri, and you can get some good deals this year. Retailers were already slashing prices over the fall because they had excess inventory. And Christmas is on a Sunday this year, which means an extra Saturday for shopping. So consumers could procrastinate and shop later, hoping for even better deals closer to Christmas.
What can we expect for Cyber Monday for today?
Adobe says online sales today will top $11 billion. The best deals will be on computers and furniture.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
One question about this holiday shopping season is how all these discounts and all that spending is going to affect inflation, which at last check in October was continuing to slow down. Julia Coronado is founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives and a professor at the University of Texas, Austin. She joins us. Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
So we just had a Black Friday in a time of inflation, but inflation is starting to ease and people did spend a lot of money, $9 billion online alone. Do we have any sense of how inflation and the holiday shopping season are sort of combining and what we're going to end up getting, economically speaking?
Yeah, so we do know that retailers are reporting consumers are more price sensitive now. They are more budget squeezed by higher prices, and so they're being a little bit more picky about where they spend their money, which means we're having the first promotional holiday season we've had in a while where retailers have to offer deals to get consumers to part with that cash.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell is going to speak on Wednesday. The Fed has to consider whether inflation is going to continue to ease, which has something to do with how we spend during the holiday. So what do you think he's thinking?
Yeah, I think he's going to signal that they're going to slow down the pace of rate hikes. But I think he's also going to confirm that the Fed isn't going to just turn around and reverse course quickly. They're going to have to see a very sustained decline in inflation.
Julia Coronado is founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives and a professor at the University of Texas, Austin. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Regenerative agriculture is an approach to farming and ranching that tries to rebuild depleted soils. It mitigates climate change by putting carbon back into the ground. Farmers are increasingly experimenting with it. And as KUNC's Ray Solomon reports, there's now a movement to get restaurants and consumers in urban areas to help subsidize that work.
At Nick DiDomenico's farm in rural Longmont, Colorado, cows graze in the shadow of the Rocky Mountain foothills.
We're farming here, we're running our cattle.
DiDomenico is pushing the boundaries of regenerative agriculture. That means he's trying to shrink his carbon footprint by doing things like planting trees and adding compost.
Imagine 277 yards of compost. That was like 50 trucks or something.
And all that compost costs money. Of course, farming is expensive even when it's conventional. And since the 1930s, the federal government has subsidized agriculture heavily. But the more unconventional the farm, the trickier it is to get federal funding. So instead, Di Domenico finds financial support in some unlikely places.
Steak and cheese, spicy Italian.
From restaurants, like the Subway sandwich shop in a strip mall in the nearby city of Boulder.
And then salt and pepper.
It might seem like a million miles from Di Domenico's bucolic pastures, but this Subway contributes a 1% charge on its sales to support the Regenerative Farming Fund Zero Foodprint.
You know, obviously 1% is not much. And if you can do that in masses, obviously it really adds up in a hurry.
Tim Scheel is the owner of this Subway franchise and three others in Boulder. He grew up in farm country and says he understands that his livelihood depends on healthy soils. Anthony Meant created Zero Foodprint. He's a celebrated chef with popular restaurants in San Francisco.
The program is really trying to just give consumers what they want, which is a way to make a sustainable choice, have a local impact.
Back on the farm, Nick Di Domenico is seeing that local impact. He's received $15,000 from Zero Foodprint so far.
Cities and urban areas basically draw resource out of rural areas, whether it be food, gas, commodities, people, whatever it is.
He says this is a way to bring resources back to the farms and channel it directly into the land. I'm Ray Solomon for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.